We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball with the head coach for the Heartland Cyclones, Heath Stein. And, Coach, as we gear up for the postseason, you get a chance to host Atlantic in the first round. How are you feeling about your team as you get ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, we've been playing some pretty good ball as of late. We had kind of a crazy stretch. We had 6 games in 4 days the week of the 4th, and now we are we went to Sioux City East and got a really good test, got to see some good arms, and play a really quality team on Monday. And we're here down in Council Bluffs right now to play AL tonight and for our last little tune-up, and then, yeah, we'll hit the postseason.
So what is your main concern about this team, or maybe what's the highlight of this team? What's the theme of this team as you go into the playoffs?
I guess when I think about this team, I think about the struggles that we went through individually and kind of as a team, and kind of finding ourselves and making adjustments. So we've been through some struggles. We've been through some adjustments player to player, and I feel like we worked through them and we're in a pretty good spot hitting the postseason now.
How do you feel about your pitching staff and how that's all shaken together? I mean, you've had the two Gavins pitching doubleheaders. Jonas Reynolds has seen significant time. I don't know if you have a true ace going into the playoffs, but, you know, how do you feel about that staff right now?
Yeah, I think you'd be correct by saying that. I don't know who our true ace would be, but Reynolds, Rice, you got Colton Schneider, you got both Gavins. They've put together good years, all of them. I was just looking kind of, we got the all-conference meeting, all-district meeting coming up, and Weston's only thrown 5 innings of conference play. Jonas basically has thrown against LC a couple times and maybe one other conference start. So their numbers are a little bit deceiving. They get a lot of the tough tests being those guys and guys we lean on in those big ball games. So, but yeah, we'll have all of them ready. We got a little tune-up for all of them on Monday, and all of them will be eligible and ready to go by Friday.
So, I mean, what about the offensive side of things? How do you feel about your team hitting? You know, what has there been anybody that's gotten hot here lately? How do you see that?
Yeah, Colton Schneider is one of the guys that worked through some early season struggles, and he has been really, really hot as of late. So we kind of moved him around the lineup 2-4, back to 2. Hayden Soma has been as consistent as you could imagine, or, you know, everything you want in a player with his approach and with his success throughout the year. He's hitting, I think, over 400. And Caden Nelson, kind of the same way. He started hot and have stayed kind of what they are. Brett Hazy has been pretty hot lately as well. And other guys just kind of working on their approaches and figuring out what they need to do to get on base and help the team.
How about a guy like Harrison Kiergaard, who's kind of come on here as of late, and he's been hitting the ball a little bit. What has prompted his kind of insertion into the lineup?
Yeah, just watching Harrison. I mean, he played probably the first half of the season was strictly JV, and he's been putting together a lot of good at-bats, so he got an opportunity at the varsity level and has continued those good at-bats, good approaches. Being bottom of the order, he knows he's going to get good pitches to hit, and he's been putting good swings on it. So really good to see out of Harrison. Hard worker, great kid. So happy to see that.
And so what do you see from Atlantic? I mean, you haven't faced them in a while, and when you did, it was kind of a couple of close ball games. Seems like it was ages ago, all the way back in early June. They played you kind of tough, and they've gotten actually better as the season goes on. How do you feel about the Trojans?
Yeah, they will be definitely a tough test. The whatever 2-7 matchup is not, I mean, it's not what you think. They have a couple of really good arms, the Muller kid, the Jensen kid, McLaren. So they're very, very, very good on the mound. They gave us fits, like I said, way back when. They had us basically beat 3-1 in the 7th inning, and then we were able to scrap 2 and beat them in the 8th. But it's going to be a battle. Harlan Atlantic's gone way back for a lot of years, and this will be a battle as well.
So just how do you feel about this team going into the postseason, maybe compared to last year? I mean, last year you knew it was probably going to be LC in the sub-state finals. Here, if you're able to survive, it probably would be Helan all the way. Of course, you got to get through the first 2 steps. Just how do you feel just generally for this team about, you know, possibly making a run here in the sub-state?
Yeah, we know we can't overlook Atlantic and Creston or Clark, whoever comes out of that. So we need to just play good baseball, limit free bases, do all the things that we've done throughout the year. I mean, when we've been playing well, to be successful and just take it game by game and advance and see where we can get to. And yeah, if it's Thielen or Dennison or Glenwood or whoever it is comes out of that other bracket, we just want to be in that game and see what we can do.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck against AL, and certainly best of luck throughout the playoffs. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
Heath Stein, head coach for Harlan Baseball, with us here on KSOM.